You are listening to the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast, the number one podcast for moms just like you, raising autistic children. How are moms like us who didn't plan for this unique parenting journey, embracing life just as it is right now, instead of staying stuck, wishing, hoping, and dreaming it was different? That is the question. And Not Your Average Autism Mom is the answer. My name is Shannon Urkiola, and I have been traveling this journey for over 2 decades. I have been where you are. All right, stay with me and let's get on to this week's episode. Episode 165, Confidence in Uncertainty, Finding Strength in the Unknown. One more thing real quick. I wanted to make sure that you knew about our free webinar. I'm doing a webinar. It's called Journey to Resilience, Navigating Autism Parenting. And I'm sharing with you 3 hidden truths that you need to know and understand along this autism parenting journey. The link is in the show notes, but it's super easy. It's notyouraverageautismmom.com/webinar. I hope to see you there. Well, hey there, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast. And this is our first episode of 2024. So I'm super excited that you're here with me. I am Shannon Urkiola, your host. And if you're new to us here, welcome. We are so glad that you're here and that you found us. And if you're one of our longtime listeners, thank you for continuing to come back week after week and spending some time with me. I am really looking forward to the upcoming year with all of you. And so today, I thought as we begin the new year, I'd talk about something that directly impacts every parent raising a child on the autism spectrum, and that is navigating uncertainty. And more important than the uncertainty itself, I'm going to talk about strategies that can help you navigate the unknown confidently. I'm also going to touch on the times when you tell yourself, I don't know. And I've talked a lot, especially with our members inside our private membership, on how this thought can create confusion and keep you stuck. So today I'm going to explore kind of the nuances of when that's actually useful to not know, and ways that you can embrace the uncertainty of this parenting journey that none of us planned for. So in the moments when you're embarking on something new and your brain is stuck on, I don't know, or maybe too many options are just overwhelming you, you have to become aware and pay attention to what you are thinking. What I can tell you is that for many of you, if saying I don't know leaves you feeling confused or stuck or maybe inclined to just avoid the issue, it's not going to get you where you need to be. That moment of uncertainty when you're telling yourself I don't know simply becomes a barrier to you taking action or doing anything, ultimately blocking you from moving forward. So what happens? There you sit, stuck in the I don't know. So grab your favorite beverage, find a cozy spot, and let's dive into all of this, especially in the context of our parenting journey. We know that as parents of children on the spectrum, we face unique challenges every day. From managing meltdowns to advocating for our child's needs, uncertainty is a constant companion along this journey. And the phrase, I don't know, can either paralyze you with fear or it can become your catalyst for growth. So I want to explore some scenarios where the uncertainty of not knowing can actually be a powerful ally in your parenting journey. Now, if you've been following my coaching or been listening to me for a while, you know that I often emphasize the importance of not letting the phrase, I don't know, become a stumbling block in your journey. And you'll often hear me say, well, take a guess. But here's the twist. Sometimes embracing the uncertainty of not knowing can be incredibly freeing for us. But I've also noticed that some of you may be using the concept of not knowing in a way that holds you back and keeps you stuck, almost paralyzed in that not knowing fog rather than propelling you forward. And some of you resist saying, I don't know, because you've internalized the idea that it's a problem thought. And listen, when saying it leads to confusion or feeling stuck or hiding from the issue, it absolutely becomes a problem. And I don't know becomes a roadblock keeping you paralyzed and just not doing anything. And this is where you have to ask yourself, how am I using I don't know? In what context? Is it empowering for you, or is it becoming a self-imposed barrier? And here's the thing. The truth is that being human means not having all the answers. And honestly, for many of you, the pressure and need to know everything can feel overwhelming. And sometimes when you insist on knowing what's in store for your future or your children's future, just is not practical. So what I'm offering you in this episode is that what if instead of robbing yourself by demanding certainty, what if you just decide to embrace the possibilities of not knowing? And it's a decision. I want you to know that you have a choice. You always have a choice. So let's talk about when it's useful not to know. Well, one common challenge that we encounter is selecting the best or most effective therapies for our kids, right? The options can feel overwhelming, and your brain is likely screaming, I don't know. I don't know which one is right. It's in those moments that you need to recognize what you're thinking. And instead of letting the uncertainty paralyze you, what if you think about it as an opportunity to explore and compare the options that you have? What if you were willing to try different therapies to see how your child adapts to them and then adjust them as necessary? I've worked with so many families through the years that when they embrace the unknown and uncertainty in therapies, it leads to unexpected breakthroughs that they never expected. So go along with me here for a minute and picture this. Let's say that your child is about to transition to a new school and you are bombarded with uncertainties. Will they receive the support they need? How will they adapt to the change? Right? The list goes on. What if instead of succumbing to that anxiety of not having all the answers, again, what if you consider this uncertainty as an opportunity for growth and discovery? Embrace the unknown. Explore strategies that you could put into place to ease that transition. And that might involve communication with the school. It might mean creating a social story or seeking advice or reassurance from other parents who have been through similar experiences. And let's talk about that for a minute. Something that all of us traveling this parenting journey need is to build a community of support. Connecting with other parents raising children on the spectrum will be a source of comfort and connection for you. When you become part of a circle who just get it and who normalize this journey, it is a game changer. So I am encouraging you, find your people. Because I promise you, the members inside our private membership who I coach and mentor and walk alongside of are my people. And in all honesty, I can't imagine my life without them now. So if you don't have your people, if you don't have that circle, that village, find one. Because remember, you are not alone in this journey. The collective experiences and wisdom of a community of other parents traveling this journey will be a valuable resource and a lifeline when you're facing the unknown. Another arena where uncertainty often creeps in for us is navigating the educational landscape for our kids, right? Especially when it comes to individual education programs or IEPs. It's not uncommon for parents to feel lost amidst a bunch of things that they don't understand. And then they travel into the I don't know thinking. I don't know how to ensure the best educational experience for my child. I want to encourage you, especially in these situations, remember that it's okay not to have all the answers. And I know you hear me say it often when it comes to education, but I believe that when it comes to your child's education path, if they are going to need additional services and accommodations to be successful, learning and understanding special education is not optional for you. It's necessary. And that's why we include training on all things special education inside our private membership, because we want you to know and understand. When you can get guidance and direction from experienced educational advocates and parents, and you understand what special education offers your child, and you collaborate with the school team without feeling overwhelmed, it leads to success for your child. When you are informed and educated, it can help transform uncertainty into a powerful force for advocacy for so many areas that your child is going to need you to advocate for them. You know, daily routines can be a source of comfort for many of our children, right? They like routines. They like to know what's going to happen. But what happens when unexpected changes occur? And their brains and yours screams, I don't know how to handle this. Well, what I can tell you from experience is that embracing flexibility in routines is a skill worth working on consistently. Instead of resisting change, consider it an opportunity to teach our children adaptability. Share the uncertainty with them, use visual supports, and gradually introduce changes. This way, you're not just managing uncertainty, you're actually turning it into a valuable lesson for both you and your children. And now let's talk about the elephant in the room when it comes to uncertainty, the future, right? How many times have you thought you just have to live forever? I mean, who's going to look after and care for our children when we're gone? No one can do it like you can, right? Planning for the future is a concern that plagues many parents. We worry about the future, especially when it comes to our children's well-being. And here's what happens. I don't know can sometimes translate into an overwhelming fear of the unknown. I don't know what lies ahead for my child can be a paralyzing thought. And there is no answer. So I think that it's essential to recognize that predicting the future is beyond your control. None of us have a crystal ball. So I want to encourage you to, instead of dwelling on the unknown, focus on building a foundation of skills that will help your child regardless of what the future holds. Because the truth is, you don't know. I don't know. None of us know. And no matter how much time you spend worrying, I want you to remember, worry never solved a problem. And it's really just wasted time. What if you spent your time focused on where your child is right now, today? What skills would benefit them right now? Not in 10 years, but right now. Because remember, this journey is filled with milestones along the way that don't fit the typical timeline. Our children are on their own time. So work on fostering their independence, encourage social connections, and celebrate their smallest victories. When you do that, you're preparing your child for a future filled with possibilities, even when you don't have all the answers. So let's talk about the vulnerability that comes with acknowledging that we don't have all the answers. It's okay to feel uncertain about the future. As you navigate these uncertainties, it's so important that you cultivate a supportive mindset, right? Recognize that not knowing doesn't make you any less capable as a parent. In fact, acknowledging uncertainty opens the door to creativity, to resilience, and a hope and belief in what is possible. Think about evaluating your expectations. Are you comparing your child or your family to others who aren't traveling the same journey as you? Don't do that. You have to set realistic expectations. Acknowledge that parenting children on the autism spectrum is a continuous learning experience. Give yourself permission to not have all the answers and be open to adapting and changing as your child and your family grows and develops. And what I can tell you is that as you become more comfortable in this world living alongside autism, all of these things become easier. The paper cuts hurt a little less. The sting of being different doesn't sting quite as much. And while it never completely goes away, it does get easier. And you become more comfortable as you move into that place of acceptance. I also want to encourage you to consider incorporating some mindfulness practices. Mindfulness allows you to be present in the moment, appreciating the unique qualities of your child without being burdened by the unknowns of the future. And it's a powerful tool for reducing stress and just having a better mindset. And here's the thing, mindfulness looks different for each one of us. Some of you might do yoga. Some of you might be runners. Some of you might be like me and do journaling to clean out your brain. Maybe you do meditation. Maybe you pray. Maybe you just sit in the quiet with your own thoughts. There isn't a right or wrong answer, but find the calm that you need and work on your story around your life so that you can feel better. Let's redefine "I don't know" in our minds. Instead of seeing it as a problem or a source of anxiety, what if we viewed it as an acknowledgement of the unknown, a space for life to just unfold in its own way? Because by doing that, you relieve yourself of the unnecessary pressure and you create room for the magic that comes when you embrace uncertainty. Remember, you are the expert on your own life. Pay attention to how the thought of not knowing affects you. How does it make you feel? Does it move you towards the experience you want, or does it hold you back? I don't want you to make it harder on yourself than it has to be. And my goal is to always give you ways to feel better. And that means encouraging you to leave space for life to unfold without you needing to know exactly what that will look like. Jordan is 27 now, and I promise you what we've experienced in the past 2 years and who he is becoming, I could not have imagined when he was 13 or 15 or even 18. Our children are on their own timeline. Revisit your expectations if you find yourself feeling discouraged. And as I wrap up this episode, I want you to remember that embracing uncertainty is not a sign of weakness, but instead, it's a testament to your ability to adapt and the resilience that you'll continue to develop along the way. I want you to reflect on the idea that not knowing can be a source of strength. The journey of parenting a child on the spectrum is filled with twists and turns, and sometimes saying I don't know can be the first step towards discovering new possibilities. How are you going to do that? Embracing the fact that you don't know exactly how this chapter will unfold doesn't have to be a problem. It can be an invitation to just let it unfold naturally without any unnecessary pressure or expectations. All right, y'all. I hope that this has been insightful and that when you find yourself in that spiral of uncertainty, because I promise you that you will, that you can give yourself grace and understanding in those moments, that you remember some of these strategies to help you navigate the uncertainty with confidence instead of dread. Thank you for spending this time with me. And until next week, remember, above all, you, Mama, are doing amazing at this mom thing. Hey, so if you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, I want to ask you to take a minute and write a review. That's how we reach more moms just like us. And that is how you can pay it forward to help another mom who might be struggling right now. I also want to invite you to check out our Not Your Average Autism Mom membership. That's where we dive deeper into all the topics we discuss on the podcast and where you can get individual help and learn coaching tools that will make your life better every day. When you become Not Your Average Autism Mom, you take on an identity with an incredible community of women across the globe, all raising autistic children, who all show up to show the world they are not your average autism mom. It's my favorite place to be, so head on over to the website, www.notyouraverageautismmom.com, to find out all the details. And listen, if we're not open for new members right now, make sure you join the waitlist so you're the first to know when we open. We hope you do. We would love to work with you inside.